This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Are you frustrated? You got to be frustrated as a conservative. Now, look, I know there's a lot of good news. I'm going to give you some good news. Because just the fact that you are a God-fearing, Bible-thumping, capitalist, America-loving, you get what I'm saying? Because you're all those things, you're ahead of the game. You're ahead of 99% of the world by being able to say that. But it's frustrating, isn't it? And let me tell you why you might be frustrated listening to, not listening to this show, but you're listening to Kevin Jackson. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. No, you're not frustrated with me. But if you're like me, I know what you're frustrated about. See, think about it. Consider what we fight for. What we fight for, example, babies in the womb. We fight to preserve life. The very thing that all of us who are sentient, who walk around this country today, got the opportunity to have because somebody fought for it. And the left considers us evil. The very people who wouldn't be alive based on their own policies consider us evil for wanting them to be around. We aren't fighting. Think about this. I would love to tell leftists, you get all the abortions you want. Go get them. Kill each other off. You know what? Be gay. Get your abortions because that is so self-defeating. But we don't. We fight for them. You know what we fight for with the LGBT community? We fight for their humanity. We fight to not pigeonhole them into the way that they have sex or the people that they choose to with whom they have sex with. We fight for their rights as human beings. I'm just giving you an idea of what we fight for. And we are vilified, considered pariahs by the left. I know you need more evidence, right? Kevin Jackson, you're not convincing me, black man. Nope, you're not convincing me. Those things don't matter. I'm not all about, I'm pro-life. I mean, I'm pro-choice or whatever. You may differ with this. By the way, I don't blame you for being pro-choice. Everybody is pro-choice. If you've heard me talk about this, anybody that doesn't believe they're pro-choice, you're lying to yourselves. You may be pro-choice and you choose life, but you are pro-choice because you're smart enough to know that you can't force anybody to choose or do anything they don't want to do. I don't care who you think you are. There are people who will die for their causes. I happen to be one of them. You can't force me to do anything. You tell me, Kevin, you're going to do the... No, you're not. The minute that comes out of your mouth, I'm already in challenge mode. I'm in fight mode. So you're pro-choice. You choose things every day. Why would we fight that? Think about, we're pro-life. Now, that's a good way to put it. Because, see, the people who are pro-choice, they're also pro-life. I've proven this. If you tell me, Kevin, I'm pro-choice, and I say, I bet you money you're pro-life. I'll take that bet. Okay. You want to live or you want to die? Tell me right now. I'm free. I'm free to kill you right now. Which are you? I'm pro-life, man. I'm pro-life. Please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. You get what I'm saying? How about we look at these things rationally and stop getting, well, if you're pro-life, then you can be pro-choice and pro-choice. Yeah, I am pro-life. I am pro-choice, pro-life, as are 99.99999% of you. Are we clear? Are we clear? You can't handle the truth. Oh, my goodness. What else do we fight for? We fight for women. Conservatives, we fight for women. You know how we fight for women? We fight for women to be women. We fight to recognize them as the cradle of civilization. We fight to make them, to exalt them, to make them better than a man. There's not a conservative man I know who doesn't believe in his heart that women are better than we are. Doesn't mean we're bad. See, women have that added responsibility of carrying us in their wombs, and we understand that as men. So we fight for them. And here's how we fight for them beyond that. We fight for them not to have to compete with men. Why? Because women will lose. Women can't beat our weakest men. By that I mean sport to sport. The strongest woman can't beat the weakest, strongest man competitor. Can't do it. Put them in the same competition, the weakest, strongest man competitor will do more than the strongest woman competitor, period. Give me your strongman competition. Give me the, what they call those, the fitness deals that they do. Give me whatever you want. Simple biology, physiology, etc. But the women's movement wants women to keep dreaming. You too can be a man. Why? Why? They want them to try to be men. What for? As bad as men are at being men, women, folks, are far worse at trying to be us. Consider the transgender argument for just a second, okay? Let's have some fun. Y'all want to have some fun? Yeah, let's have some fun. It's a one-directional argument. It's all about letting transgender men be women. I don't know that I've ever heard this argument the other way. If a trans woman wants to be a man. Have you heard any, those trans women are just dominating men. Nope. Isn't happening. Is it, anybody want to offer a reason why a woman who decides she wants to be a man, I'm talking about an actual gay woman, wants to transition to being a man, trans woman to man, why are there crickets? Because number one, men say, bring it. Real men say, welcome to the party, pal. You can come on over. You want to join child support? Not that they can have children, but you get what I'm saying. I mean, you want to enjoy the trappings of manhood? Bring it. Come on, Chaz Bono. Bring your little naughty bits with you. Because, you know, they got to surgically mess around with them. But bring them. And then get into the mind of a man and understand all that we have to go through. But here's the deal. Men, we aren't complaining. We're not, men, all these trans women that become men. Man, and they come over here and they win all the men's competitions and they're better men. And we don't complain. If you want to join our party, fine. Join. Chaz, come on over. I'd have a beer with Chaz Bono. Why not? Women, boy, those lefty women have something to worry about when we send our representatives.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about restoring sanity to America, folks, and everything that we do as conservatives is for the greater good. We take on all the issues, the insanity, the craziness of leftist America, and we bring sanity to it. We fight for, as I mentioned, babies in the womb. Every person in the world benefits from our fight. Because without us fighting, you don't know if the next generation, we don't know who's going to be here without us fighting for it. Oh, Kevin, we're eugenicists. We fight to keep the population down and all this. We're actually saving the world. Well, then say that. Tell people this. I think that there is a faction of people in this country who don't deserve life. By the way, I agree with you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. .com 844-551-8255. I know, shocking statement. Kevin Jackson, what did you just say? You agree with the eugenicists. Hey, let me tell you something, folks. You are a eugenicist too. Yes, you are. I've proven it. I told you. Give me the number of people that you think can occupy the world and be civilized about it. Is it 50 billion? Is it 100 billion people? When do you think our natural resources run out? You think it could happen? Because I do. I think there's a limit. I don't think we're at it. I think we improve all the time. I don't know who's going to make these decisions, but here's what, because that's the real question is, who gets to make those decisions? Hollywood's already kind of theorized about it. Is it going to be the elites, the George Soroses of the world? Is it going to be the Nancy Pelosi's and the Chuck Schumer's and the McConnell's and people like that that make the decisions? Or is it going to be a vote? Because there are people you don't want in the world. Let me give you some examples. I would get rid of anybody that was a pedophile. If they said to me, Kevin, we're reaching the population limit, I'd say, let's kill all the pedophiles. Would most of you agree with me or disagree with me? I mean, if we have to make tough decisions, somebody's got to go. would you have the cojones to do it? Because I would. I'd say, I want all the pedophiles gone. Next, I want all the rapists. I want all the murderers. Right? And we would go down the list. I want anybody that is embezzled from somebody, stolen something from somebody. I mean, we can go down the list. Would you be okay with it? Mass murderers, you know, people like that. I'm not talking about innocence. I'm talking about people guilty. If we've got to make that decision, let me ask you, do you think the people that are fighting for death row inmates to get life in prison, do you think that when we reach that saturation point, whatever their number is, that they would say, you know what, if we're going to have to kill somebody, how about we start with death row? See, we don't ever pose these problems to people to make them have to make a decision and say, okay, you want to get people off of death row, would you do it? See, the abortionists, the people that call themselves pro-choice, they are saying, we think the world's overpopulated, and they don't want to tell you. They believe that single mothers, people who are flippant with their sex, promiscuous, they birth the worst children. There's no argument. I don't think there's an argument there. You know who else are horrible in the reason for the eugenicist movement? You want to? Terrible women. Women who make bad choices in men. Women who make bad choices, period, with their bodies. Then they make those bad choices with their bodies with men who aren't real men. These are punks. These are boys. Because a real man will take responsibility for his children. He won't put that burden onto the public. So you have stupid women getting with stupid men, making stupid choices, and guess who the outcome is? The outcome is these poor children who never have a chance, and what do? They end up filling our prisons. See, I get it. I can help connect the dots. And what I tell you is, if you take any of these things to their brutal end, and you force someone to have to make these very difficult decisions, they'd say, get rid of them. That's what we do. We fight for all these different things. We have a rational reason. I say, you know what? How about we not kill babies? But how about we do this? How about we teach young girls how to respect themselves? How about we teach young men how to be respectful of what they biologically could be bringing into the world? How about they respect the idea of fatherhood and raising a child? How about we change that attitude? Then wouldn't we all say, let's bring babies into the world? I bet you there's a big faction of conservatives who are pro-life, who say, you know what, I'm pro-life, but I will tell you this. These women that are doing this, that are going out there having these kids with crazy men that don't want to take care of them, make them ward of the government, they should maybe not be able to birth babies. You might even decide, I'm for sterilization or something like that. I'm just giving you some food for thought here. Don't get all crazy on me, people. By the way, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. com 844-551-8255. I'm talking about the insanity of leftism and how we restore it. And how if we have these conversations, you know what we would find out? We would find out the real core reason of why people want to donate to Planned Parenthood and put them in the black neighborhoods. Just tell us. We think too many black women don't know how to pick daddies. They're too stupid with their own bodies. And so we have to think for them. That's a logical argument that many people might believe in. Because as a person who grew up black, at least most of my life, I can tell you this. Young black girls have babies for the most stupid reasons at the age of 12 or 13. They are unsupervised. They don't have fathers. They don't have role models. They don't even have role models as mothers. And so they end up making stupid decisions with people who are even more stupid than they. This would be these young boys, these punks I mentioned earlier. And they have these babies. And the babies have no chance in life. They're not going to be educated. They're not going to be, as they say, given a mother wit. Is what old black women would call it, your mother wit, meaning what your mother imparts on you so you know how to live in the streets, how to live life differently. And that's just for starters. What else do we fight for? We fight for safe neighborhoods. We want to defend cops, good cops, not the bad ones. Since when have we needed to explain law enforcement to people? Really, come on, think about it. Look at the crime rates and all these Democrat-controlled indoctrination centers across America and ask if we should be discussing taking away people's guns. We should be discussing giving everybody a gun, especially kids in the womb. Too bad we can't make a womb gun. You know what else we fight for, conservatives? We fight for lower taxes, which means putting more money back into the hands of the people who earn it. And do you know that the left is called, you greedy money grabbers? How are we greedy money grubbers when we create the money? And what are we doing? Are we spending it? Are we buying homes? Are we paying taxes for schools and police and all this other stuff? Of course we are. But we're money grubbers. The very people who work the hardest. Who do you think supports most of America? Do you think conservatives are, or do you think leftists do? Just give me a quick answer. Who puts more money back into the population? Who? You know who. So look, be happy that this is what we do, but don't be happy that we can't sell these concepts. You're listening to somebody that's I'm selling it to you. I think you're buying it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A shooting has led to a standoff outside a government building in Mobile, Alabama. Police confirm there is an armed person inside a vehicle outside of Government Plaza. It's not clear if there are any injuries. Police have sealed off the area and have begun negotiating with the suspect. A country is releasing the results of their elections on Sunday.
3 years ago, he was in prison for fraud. Now former president and socialist president Luiz Lula da Silva won Brazil's presidential runoff Sunday. His opponent, President Jair Bolsonaro, for months has claimed that Brazil's electronic voting systems can be manipulated. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Philadelphia Phillies play host to the Houston Astros for Game 3 of the World Series on Monday. Each team came away with a victory after the first two games in Houston. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I gotta tell you, the left are amazing at making people sort of lose their minds over an issue and actually start to go, well, I think, yeah, I can understand that or whatever. What am I talking about? I'm talking about pronouns. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to... My pronouns are he... What would I say? I forget how to do that. Because I wouldn't use he, she. My pronouns are he, me. Or he, I. I don't even know what to tell you. My pronouns... I use a he, him. That would be it, right? He, him? He, him. Call me he, him. Sounds biblical. In the book of him. Yeah. So, they want us to believe that when we walk up to somebody, we should make a pronoun assessment. Or, when they tell us, hi, my name is Susan, my pronouns are she, he, she, her, or they. I don't even get it. A pronoun they. Do you understand why pronouns were created? Of course you do. You're smart enough people. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Obviously, you're brilliant. You know, look, I represents who? Who am I speaking about? Myself, first person. Second person, plural. We. I get it. We've learned this language. It's been taught since language was discovered so we can understand first person singular, second person, you know, et cetera, and second person singular, et cetera. Even the pronoun you, singular, like you an individual, or you as a group of people. We can distinguish that. So I, you, it, we use it, right? He, she, we. They, them, you get what I'm saying? And there's a reason, and when I hear them, I don't think of boys and girls, I think of plural people. When I hear they, I think of more than one person, I don't think of any political ideology, I don't think of any sexuality. They, it is a pronoun to describe there was more than a single person. I get it. If I say we, it makes lets me know there's more than singular me. Or you. I understand pronouns. I even listen to, you know, the Schoolhouse Rock, and I know how to do the old pronoun, you know, thing, and adverbs and conjunctions and a host of other things. Conjunction, junction, what's your function? So now leftists come in and they say, no, no, no. Forget what all you've learned, Kevin. We're going to mess it up for you. And by the way, you're going to learn it individually, not as a collective. When you use they, you're going to have to remember that Carl, his pronouns are they. Now, Carl's brother, Ben, his pronouns may be he and him. And you're going to have to remember these people. Because if you don't, well, you're being insensitive. And if you don't believe me, let me play this. I heard this was played for the Navy. Here's the clip of these people explaining pronouns.
Hi, my name is Johnny, and I use he, him pronouns.
Hi, and I'm Kanchi, and I use she, her pronouns.
And we're here to talk about pronouns.
What is a pronoun? A pronoun is how we identify ourselves apart from our name, and it's also how people refer to us in conversations.
Using the right pronouns is a really simple way to affirm someone's identity. It is a signal of acceptance and respect.
If it's a signal of acceptance and respect, how do we go about creating a safe space for everybody?
That's a good question. A really good way to do that is to use inclusive language. Instead of saying something like, hey guys, you can say, hey everyone, or hey team.
Yeah, and now that you say that, another way that we could show that we're allies and that we accept everybody is to maybe include our pronouns in our emails, or like we just did, introduce ourselves using our pronouns.
I'm going to stop this here for just a second because I find this unbelievable. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. By the way, our pronouns are he, she, I, we, they, and them, okay? So be sure to use those when you refer to us. Johnny, hi, my name is Johnny. I use he, him pronouns. Hi, my name is whatever. I use she, her pronouns. Okay, so I would call you what you are. I would use the pronouns that you would that I would normally use, but you need to tell me what your pronouns are as a sign of respect, right? Because now I can respect you by using the right pronouns. It wasn't that I was disrespecting you by using the pronouns that my eyes assigned you. See, that's a sign of disrespect. Did you know this? Because I didn't know this. I thought that my having a conversation with you was a sign of respect. Excuse me, sir. Yeah, even if you were a ma'am. I mean, in other words, if you said to me, excuse me, ma'am, and I went, oh, yeah, sure, how can I help you? Oh, I mean, sir. Yeah, anyway, what do you need? I would be like, oh, my God, you call me a ma'am. Don't you know I'm a sir? I would just be like, no, no problem. What do you need? How can I help you? But now we've got to have rules on it. Because people don't know how to behave. Oh, my gosh. And here's what they tell you. Right pronoun, using the right pronoun affirms identity. So you're helping this person know who they are. And it's up to you. Because if you keep misgendering them, how in the heck are they going to know who they are? Next thing he tells you, use inclusive language instead of, hey, guys. Say, hey, team. Because Lord knows women get tired of being like, hey, guys. And guys get tired of being, hey, girls. Or whatever. Hey, peeps. Be inclusive. Don't say guys because it could be offensive to somebody on the team. Well, if they're a team, they wouldn't be offended. And I love this part. Introduce yourself with your pronouns. This will make it easier on everybody. That way, there will be no misunderstanding or potential for misgendering. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I'm not going to individualize pronouns to make somebody feel better. Let me tell you what this is. This is a power trip for people who feel useless. My pronouns are she, her. Okay, dude. Whatever. How about I not use your pronouns? What's your name? Sheila. Okay, I'll call you Sheila. I don't care what your given name is. I don't care what your parents were birthed you with a name. I don't care. I'll call you Sheila. But don't switch it back. And, oh, by the way, if you want to cash a check, Danny, I'm going to need to see Danny on that check. I'm going to need to see Danny on that credit card, Sheila, because Sheila ain't going to work up in here. Not up in here. So you can fool yourself. You can say, oh, well, this is the way I see myself, whatever. That's fine. It's you just lying to yourself. It'll be like me going, I'm a white guy. I'm a white woman. No, I'm not. I'm a black dude. Simple as that. Nothing's going to change. Because I want to make myself feel differently. Look, this is leftist drivel to make people believe that they can just make themselves who they want to be. You want to know what they don't want to do? This is going to be a shocker to you folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. They don't want to just go out and do something. They don't want to go out and become something and work at it. They want you to do the work. You're going to make me into somebody, and I will force you to do it. You will not misgender me, and they will lose their minds if you do. Then lose your minds. I don't care. You know, oh, Kevin, you're being heartless. No, I'm not. I learned the way to treat people. I treat people with respect. And you know what? I screw up every day in the sense of I don't know whether you're a guy, girl, kid. I don't know what you are. But here's what I am willing to do. I'm willing to correct it as long as you don't think you can make me. Now we got a problem. Because if you think you're going to make me do something, you got the wrong Negro. If I say, excuse me, ma'am, and you turn, I'm sorry, sir. Or excuse me, sir, and you turn around, I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you point me, I'm moving beyond it. It wasn't intentional. When I do it intentionally, it's like there are people who argue with me on Twitter, and I know it's a guy. And I'll go, look here, princess. Or I know it's a girl, and I'll go, listen, dude. I'm doing it intentionally. I'm trying to get it out of you. I'm trying to get that rise. But when I do it accidentally, I'm willing to apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to do that. Or if you even say it to me nicely, well, I identify, you know, I'm sorry, I'm a lady, I'm a woman. Even if you're a trans-looking dude, I don't care what you are. If you nicely correct me, I will do it. But you won't force me to do jack. And I believe many of you probably feel the way I do. Inclusive language. Introduce yourself with pronouns? How about I introduce myself? Hi, my name is Kevin. Or whatever. Once I introduce you, that's how I want to be referred to. I've asked many of people, is it okay if I call, this is Mr. Jones, Tommy Jones. Is it okay if I call you Tommy? We'll be back in a moment.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Today I woke up and as I had my morning coffee, I realized that everything is about to change. No matter how I vote, no matter what, I say something evil has invaded our nation and our lives are never going to be the same. I've been confused by the hostility of family and friends. I look at people I've known all my life, so hate-filled that they agree with opinions they would never express as their own. I think I may have, well, entered the Twilight Zone. We've become a nation that has lost its collective mind. You can't justify this insanity. If a guy pretends to be a woman, you're required to pretend with him. Somehow, it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. Russians influencing our elections are bad, but illegals voting in our elections are good. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. 20 is too young to drink a beer, but 18 is old enough to vote. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the U.S. must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbangers who jump the southern fence are welcome. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free health care is not. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison, but if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. People who say there is no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they're doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. And pointing out all this hypocrisy somehow makes us racist. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, and no civility. People are dying of a Chinese virus, but it's racist to refer to it as Chinese even though it began in China. We're clearly living in an upside-down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong but killing unborn babies is a-okay. Wake up, America. The great unsinkable ship, Titanic America, has hit an iceberg, is taking on water, and is sinking fast. Speak up.
That is about as good of a definition or a comparison of leftism you're going to get. I say it all the time. That was a beautiful young lady who was giving you this crazy world. And people recognize it. You recognize it. Now the question is, what are you going to do about it? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We're talking pronouns right now. And the person that I've been talking about, the two people, Johnny and Conchi, these are two Navy veteran, enlisted people. Talking about this nonsense that's going on in the world with us. You know, they're letting you know that the Navy is woke. Let me let you hear the rest of this clip. I'll call it a PSA for pronouns. This is the Navy telling you that they introduced themselves with, "Hi, I'm Johnny. I use he, him pronouns. Hi, I'm Conchi. I use she, her pronouns." It just, really, I've never introduced, "Hi, I'm Kevin. I use he, him pronouns." And the right pronoun, they say, using that affirms identity. How about, "Hey, sir, hey, ma'am, hey, mister, hey, you, hey, just hey." How about that? How about just hey? They want us to have inclusive language that makes everybody feel good. See, I don't know how things used to work now, but I can tell you this. In the past, I never was concerned if somebody just said, "Hey, dude, hey, what's up?" By the way, I didn't need the affirmations. You have to ask yourself, why is it that these people need this affirmation? I said it at the end of the last segment. I said, I'm not going to do something to make somebody, what I do has to make you feel better about yourself? That's ridiculous. This is a power trip. Can I get you to do what I want you to do for me as the individual? It isn't enough that we as a collective say, "Hey, sir, ma'am, you, it, they, the, whatever. How are you? How are you today? Is you one of your pronouns?" Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Let's play the rest of this PSA so you can hear the nonsense that is being spewed in this feminized Navy, whatever you want to call it, because it's an effeminate Navy. These are people that are supposed to be protecting our lives, and they're concerned with pronouns.
Yeah, and now that you say that, another way that we could show that we're allies and that we accept everybody is to maybe include our pronouns in our emails, or, like we just did, introduce ourselves using our pronouns.
But what would I do if I misgender someone?
I think the first thing to recognize is that it's not the end of the world. You correct yourself and move on, or you accept the correction and move on. The most important thing I can tell you is do not put the burden of making you feel good about your mistake on the person that you just misgendered.
Oh, thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, let me stop there for just a second. God forbid you put the burden back on them by saying, hey, look, not my issue. Like I said, if somebody goes, I'm a man, I've made this mistake, where you say, excuse me, sir, and they turn around and it's a woman, and you go, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am, or whatever. No big deal. But don't you put the burden back on them. You know, well, don't put the burden on me. Look, if somebody, there is no burden here. It's funny how suddenly we've got the burden on our shoulders. There is no burden. If you make a mistake with something, you say it, and like you said, you move on. But this is no burden. This is the way we handle things before they ever got into this nonsense. They act like they're teaching us something new here. Anyway, let's continue.
Yeah, and another tip for you to remember their pronoun next time is, in your mind, kind of go through a progression of three good things about the person using their pronoun. So let's say the person chooses to use they, then you will in your mind go, they have a nice shirt, they have a nice smile, they are really smart. So that kind of sticks in your brain.
That is so helpful. I want to know, what would I do if I want to know someone's gender identity or pronouns?
The most important thing is, do not pressure anybody into giving you their pronouns. Some people may be going through the process of discovery and they are not ready yet to tell you what their pronouns are, and that's okay.
So I should just lead with my pronouns and they may follow or not, and if they don't, then I can just continue to use gender-neutral language.
Yes, exactly. Just to share something with you that happened the other day at a cookout I was at, we were talking about pronouns, and somebody was disagreeing with how different people see themselves as different pronouns, and the argument was, if you look like a female, then it's she, her, because that's what's normal, and if you make me call you something else, then you're infringing on my rights. And I was really taken aback by the comment, and I really wasn't sure how to respond. And the only thing I could really think quickly to say was, it's not about you at all, and it's mostly and ultimately about respect.
It is about respect. That's an important point to make, and I think you did the right thing. I think it's important to keep it short and simple. What I would have said to help them understand better is to talk about mispronouncing names. For example, my name is Johnny, spelled J-O-N-Y. And it's normal for someone to pronounce my name like Joni. But if I were to tell you over and over again, my name is Johnny, and you insist on mispronouncing my name, I would feel disrespected by you. Some names are very difficult to pronounce, but do you know what is very easy to pronounce? She, he, they.
I truly am at a loss for words here. This is what we're teaching the military. This is what we're teaching kids. You know, unbelievable. Another tip, three things to remember. They have a nice shirt. Now, you're talking about an individual, they. Now, you've learned how to use pronouns. And you've been indoctrinated in school to learn English the right way so that we understand they means more than one person. And now they can be more than one person. So can you imagine these people having a conversation with a police officer and they say, please describe the assailant. Well, they were more than one. No, they. Give me a description. Well, I can't. This is so ridiculous. And what amazes me is we spend so much crazy time on this. There aren't many places in the world that spend this kind of time on nonsense. They don't have the money. They don't have the ability to make this crap up. They're too busy trying to get clean water, put food on their table, make sure that their kids can at least grow up, etc. Our leftists have way too much of our money and way too much free time. Why? Because of our money. It's not about respect. It's about control. Hey, don't let them fool you.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.